Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Good Cop, Bad Cop by Simon Koenig, published by Headline Publishing in 2021. Today's book is all about deceit, guilt, and cops. Sketty is a policeman with his life on the rocks. After the death of his five-year-old daughter from an aggressive terminal illness and the subsequent breakup of his marriage, he's earned the name Bonkers Sketty and is now facing charges for brutality. Just as he thinks he's completely ruined his entire life, he gets an offer from a new counter-terrorism unit in the Metropolitan Police and an opportunity to go deep undercover. Suspicions hang over a cop named Cleaver, part of an inner-city gang intelligence unit, and his connection to a shadowy figure called Callion Roman. The counter-terrorism unit are desperate to find out Roman's true identity and stop any future attacks. Sketty agrees the assignment and quickly ingratiates himself into the new team and strikes up a bond with Cleaver and is offered a way into Cleaver's other activities. But when Sketty calls in the counter-terrorism unit to stop an arms deal, the whole night goes very wrong. He's led them not to an arms deal, but a terrorist attack on a restaurant, where three gunmen open fire on the diners. Sketty tries to stop the bloodshed, and in the melee, is injured. He's named as a hero by the press, but his life is never the same. 14 years later, he is contacted and blackmailed by a wealthy man who wants Sketty to tell the truth about what happened on that night. Has Sketty been lying the whole time? Good Cop, Bad Cop is a fast-paced, action-packed thriller about the blurry distinction between right and wrong. It's about dirty cops and terrorism, blackmail, sexual assault and sociopathic killers. It's about conspiracy and corruption, but also about redemption. The story is told by Sketty to his wealthy blackmailer, the man whose wife was killed in the attack on the restaurant, and Sketty's version of events is interspersed with accusations of lies by the man. After so many years undercover, has Sketty got so used to lying that he doesn't know what's true anymore? Or is he the only one who's truthful, and he's the victim of a broader conspiracy? A man with his life in tatters, Sketty was the perfect pawn. He had nothing left to lose. But through it all, he seems to have retained his sense of justice. Or so he says. I was sympathetic to Sketty, a man caught up in a set of crazy circumstances, only to have my loyalty shifted with each accusation by the blackmailing widower. Is Sketty just another unreliable narrator? Good Cop, Bad Cop is a great mixture of high action, with gun battles and lots of blood, with well-drawn characters, including a frightening and bloodthirsty villain called Klan, who terrorises Sketty and everyone else, and who seems almost unstoppable. So if you like action, bent cops, lies, conspiracy and shifting loyalties, you might like Good Cop, Bad Cop by Simon Koenig. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.